It has been way too long since we checked in a guy that I have really enjoyed working with in the past and has been fun getting to know. It's Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports, national writer based out of Denver. It's been quite some time, but welcome back to the show, Frank. How are you, man?
Doing great, man. You know, it has been too long, way too long, but you know, a lot of at least there's you know nothing going on right now that we could talk about, right? Like just your typical quiet NFL offseason.
Yeah, it's been a fun one to follow. I'm gonna get to all that stuff in a second. But the initial reason that I hit you up was a article that you wrote for Yahoo about Marquette King. And those who are whether new to town or new to the station and don't know, we had an infamous run-in with Marquette King that went viral and all this stuff, and we heard gems like,
I know I like more oxygen,
and
I just don't like talking about football, really.
So, and this has been a joke on our show and whatnot, but it was interesting because he tweeted this week, he said, if this is a performance-based business, and he tagged the NFL, and I'm really good at what I do, all pro, why am I being ignored? I just want an answer before I hang it up. And I thought it was an interesting question because this guy wasn't all pro. What was your take on all of this?
You know, and obviously immediately I thought of you guys. I thought of you. Stoked EMAC. All, you know, I mean, the whole like, you know, I don't know if you guys call it a feud, but it kind of was at the time. You know, and the whole point is when you're around the NFL long enough, you know this, I know this. You can put up with headlines, like negative-ish headlines from most players, not your punter. He better be all world. Like, you just want – and that was one – it's funny because I just referenced Todd Sauerbrunn today on Twitter talking about Devin Hester, and Sauerbrunn was a similar guy where Sauerbrunn was very good at his job, but – at some point, you don't want to have to worry about what your punter's up to. You have enough to worry about with the other 52 spots on the roster that you just don't want to have to deal as a head coach or GM or anybody. You don't want to have to deal with putting out fires that your punter makes. It is just ridiculous. Marquette King is very good at what he does, but he's not great. I mean, I think he is one of the 32 best punters on the planet, but not like to the point of, you know, this is ridiculous. He doesn't have a job. And I honestly think that, you know, the whether it's right or whether it's wrong, this is the way the NFL thinks. They just don't – they'll put up with stuff from some guys, but not other guys, and definitely not a punter. And I think that that's why, you know, Marquette King kind of put himself in this position. Like, if he just – and, again, we can argue whether this is fair, not fair, whatever, but if he would have not, you know, kind of – created waves with you guys and the other stuff he's done in his career, and then ripped the Broncos out the door saying they're a reason he got hurt for changing his kicking style.
Right.
I think he probably would still have a job, but he, you know, I hate to say you brought this on yourself, but in a way he did because he should have known better how the NFL operates.
Frank, you're spot on, man. And we're joined by Yahoo's Frank Schwab. This is what happens. Like, as a player, you have to understand it's not just about your performance. It's about how you act. And when you're a punter, look, you know, like you said, you don't want any kind of issues from your punter. You don't want to deal with that if you're a coach, if you're an organization. And that's what he became. He became a distraction. And are you going to put up with that distraction for what, two or three more yards of you know,
right,
of gross punting or
right,
whatever you call
right
it? No, you're not going to do that. So look, he did it to himself. That's the thing here, and he doesn't even realize he did it to himself.
Right.
So that just lets you know he is clueless when it comes to how this works, and that's why he ran himself out of the NFL. Is it fair? Of course, it's fair. Right? You got to do what you're supposed to do, not only on the football field, but off the football field. Know your role. And if you don't, the NFL will move on. This is life. It, you know, not life isn't fair. And the NFL isn't fair. And in his situation, he put himself in that situation. He only has himself to blame. And he still doesn't even realize it.
Yeah. I mean, this is basically life, right? Like if I start doing things on Twitter or whatever to make Yahoo.com look bad, they're going to look at me and say, wait, is this guy worth it anymore? Nope, see ya. You know, I mean,
that's right.
And that's how it is. Or anybody listening at right now at their work, you know, maybe you're so good at your job that you can create problems, and they'll still hold on to you. That happens too. Not
yep.
everybody
sure.
is treated equally. I know personally, I'm not that good. I like to think I'm okay at my job, but I realize if I'm bringing negative attention onto my employer, I'm not going to be employed very long. And you know, there's also guys in the NFL who can just, you know, I mean, off the top of my head, Tyreek Hill. Like Tyreek Hill has brought a lot of negative attention onto the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. But Tyreek Hill's so good at his job, he's going to have a job. And maybe the second he's not running a 4.240 anymore, he won't have his job. That's just the way the world works.
Yep.
Like, that's how much value do you bring? And like you said it perfectly, when you're, you know, we're talking about, you know, maybe 3 extra yards on your punt, well, the NFL team's going to look at that and say, you know what, I'd rather take 3 fewer yards on my punts and not have to ever worry about what my punter's up to, coming off the practice field, getting in the face of local radio guys.
Right. It's kind of hysterical when you take a step back and think about what actually happened. And it's Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports hanging out with us here. Appreciate you being here with us. I want to move on from the Marquette King conversation and talk about the most talked about conversation maybe in all of Colorado, and maybe not even just sports. It's the quarterback position. Who's going to play quarterback for the Broncos? There's still a remnant of a pocket of fans who believe that Drew Locke is the guy. George Payton's tried to upgrade the position this offseason, but hasn't really been willing to go for it, whether that was the Stafford trade or trading up in the draft. How do you think this ultimately shakes out, Frank?
I think they're going to get to a point where a trade up is not ridiculous. And I think Lawrence is obviously locked in number one. Wilson's locked in number two. We know that. I do believe the Mac Jones stuff. I do. Look, when Adam Schefter, who, people in Denver know his history of the Shanahan family, when Adam Schefter says it's going to be Mac Jones, I believe Adam Schefter. I think we could all connect some dots to see probably maybe where he heard that from, okay? So all of a sudden, Mac Jones goes 3. Atlanta, maybe they take somebody 4. Maybe they trade down. I don't know. But we're still talking about once you're getting into, all right, now it's a 5th pick. Now it's a 6th pick. You know, maybe with Miami there or something. Now all of a sudden you're talking about moving up 3 spots for a Trey Lance or Justin Fields. And all of a sudden I just was reading a mock draft before you guys called, and they had Justin Fields going 9 to the Broncos. Look, I'm a Big Ten guy. I'm a Wisconsin alum. So I'm biased because I've watched a lot of Big Ten football more than I've watched North Dakota State or whatever. I don't know. I could not tell you behind the scenes what's happening with Justin Fields or why he might be slipping. I really, truly don't know. What I can tell you is what I've seen him do on the field. And that kid can play football. He is a good quarterback. He is everything you want. He can throw the ball. He can run it. He's tough. He does everything you want in an NFL quarterback. And I think if it gets to the point where the price is not too restrictive for the Broncos, I know they've been unwilling to go all in, but I don't think moving up from 9 to 6 or 9 to 7 is going all in. I think that's making an investment in the most important position and grabbing a guy, whether it's Fields, whether it's Lance, I don't know, but making an investment in the position that they've had, it's been 6 years trying to figure it out. So I do think the Broncos end up with a quarterback somehow, some way in the top 10, whether it's their pick, whether it's a small move up to 6 or 7, maybe. I do think that they end up with either Lance or Fields.
I like it. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports joining us here. Frank, Jamal Murray, his injury. What do you make of the Nuggets prospects moving forward without him?
I mean, it just ruins you. I mean, in the NBA, like, look, the NBA is different than pretty much every other sport in that, hey, I'm a Bucks fan, right? I'm from Milwaukee. And if they lost Chris Middleton or Giannis tomorrow, their title chances are done because really, truly, when you get down to it, role players matter. I get that. But it's all about your stars. It's all about – and you can't replace a Jamal Murray. You just can't. Like, it's just it stinks. I like when the Nuggets are good. I love going to games with my daughter when they're allowing people in games. We're going, I think, in a week and a half to a Memphis game. And I like when they're good. But, Murray goes down. You immediately knew. All of us who watch sports a lot knew. Like, he was writhing on the ground. I said, it's ACL. He's done. And, unfortunately, that ended up being true. You just know. they might put up a fight in the first round. They might be a feel-good story and push somebody to the limit in the second, but you're not beating the Clippers or Lakers without Jamal Murray. It's
no,
just not happening.
No.
It just stinks. It's just, I hate to say it. I wish there'd be some crazy story where they, you know, Ewing theory this thing and get to the finals or something, but it's just hard for me to imagine that happening without Jamal.
Frank, last one on the way out here, and Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports. I got to ask you this question because I remember vividly years ago you sitting down with me and Stokely. I think this was before the 2018 season, maybe the 19 season. I honestly forget. We were at training camp, and we said, hey, man, this roster looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. And you were like, guys, slow down. You're like, look around the league. This is not like an elite roster from an entire NFL standpoint. Maybe, and you said this phrase, and me and Stokely stole it. We say it all the time. You said, if they catch all green lights, maybe they could get to 9-7. And you were dead on. So while we have you here, I ask, what do you make of the Broncos roster and what George Payton's done with it?
I like it. I like some of the things. Look, let's go back and give Elway some credit. I think his last couple drafts have been fantastic. Like, they've added a lot of talent. I think they're in a better spot than they were when we talked that day. I remember vividly out at Dove Valley. I think they're in a good spot, but again, you need to figure out the quarterback situation. It's hard for me to even give you a real answer without knowing, is it Drew Lock? Mm-hmm. Is it an Alex Smith type? Is it Justin Fields? I mean, if it's Justin Fields, it's a tougher division. I think the Chargers are very good. Obviously, Chiefs are great. It's a tougher division, but can I see this team being a wild card contender, 9-10 wins maybe with Justin Fields? I'm really high on Justin Fields. I think yes. I think they're in a position where this roster is in better shape than it has been. They've had some good drafts. They've hit on some guys, and I think they're ready. And now it's just, I hate being so quarterback centric because I think there's much more to the NFL than that. But they need to there's a big difference if their quarterback again is Alex Smith on opening day or Justin Fields. Like it's night and day. So once we figure that out after the draft, I'll give you a better answer. But right now I like where they're at. I do. It's just finding that biggest piece and that's quarterback. And what is your answer there, George Payton? Because I think that it's something he's going to need to answer here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, after the draft, we'll have you back on and ask you that very same question, Frank. Appreciate your time today. Love catching up with you.
Absolutely, man. No doubt. Dave. Looking forward to catching up soon.
All right,
thanks,
there he
Frank.
Goes. Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports.